We're going to start with Bread and Roses, and I just want to do it one time, or maybe two. So, and I want to make sure it's clear what you sing here, tenors. So it's basically just going to be verse 4.
Oh.
Okay? The sopranos and altos are going to sing the opening. And tenors, you may remember that much of this goes like this. Okay? Much of this stays in the same note, not all of it. So can we try from the very beginning, on the fourth verse text, we bring the greater days. There's your note. Ready? Page 1. Fourth verse. Yeah. Fourth verse. You got it. Ready? 1, 2, try.
As we go marching, marching, we bring the greater days, the rising of the women means the rising of the race. No.
Oh, sorry. So it's race, and then we go down a step.
No more the drudge and idler. Tend that toil where one reposes. What a sharing of life's glories. Bread and roses, bread and roses.
And then we go on. Our lives are in the second page. So for this one, when we sing the fourth verse, instead of going to measure 16, which is at the bottom, you turn the page and go to page 2. So you're going to say, but a sharing of life's glories, bread and, turn the page.
Oh, okay.
Roses, bread and roses. And the good news, Sanders, is it's the same note that you love so much in this version. And so, bread and roses, and then we go on. And we sing,
our lives shall not be sweated.
Your best friend. This one's not too hard, right? Your job in this one is to provide atmosphere and strength when we come in at the end. So the opening of this is going to be solos, and one verse is going to be for sopranos and altos, one verse for everybody.
So,
when we say, but a sharing of life's glory, bread and then we skip to the next page.
You turn, exactly.
Okay.
Bread and turn to the next.
But only on the fourth verse, right?
Only the fourth verse. That's right. That's the only one that we're doing.
And the first verse, we don't sing at all.
The first one is going to be a single soloist.
Yeah.
The second one is going to be soprano and alto soloists. The third one is going to be sopranos and altos from the chorale.
So we don't do anything until verse 4.
That's it, correct. That's right. And that should be written in your, it should say like one soloist. If you can read that small type. Does that make sense? Yes?
I have a dumb question, perhaps.
No dumb question.
D R U D H E.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. The word is supposed to be drudge. It's a typo.
Oh, drudge. Okay.
It's a little typo. No more the drudge and idler, and it's correct on the second page where they've written all the text. It's just a typo in the music. Good. Is that okay, tenors? Next. Keep marching. How did your homework assignment go? So up on the website, I'll say this to everybody tonight. Up on the website is posted a PDF of this with my notes. Could you access it? People who tried this, their hands printed out. Look at that.
Yeah.
So that's one way to do it. And another way to do it is you can write in and circle which parts are yours. So I'm going to say them tonight, but if you're sitting there now or in the future going, what? What do I do? It's all on the website. You can access it there and get that info. Okay. So the first place you sing is page 5. And tenors, where it's written in the music that you're with the sopranos, you are not meant to be in the soprano octave. Okay. However, in some cases, you could be in the soprano octave. And if you happen to be, it is not going to be wrong. You're just going to be a soprano for a second. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we're going to learn how it goes. I'm going to teach you the lower octave, which will be more comfortable, probably. But especially if you're a higher tenor and you want to do the upper one, it's okay. I'll show you what I mean. Here's page 5. So the soloist, here's our key. And the soloist is going to go, keep marching on. And your part is going to go, keep marching on. An octave lower than the soloist. So it's written, what I've written is for you to go, keep marching on in the lower part of our voice. But if you happen to go, keep marching on, that's not an outrageous tenor range. You'll just be with the sopranos for 1 measure. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Did I confuse anyone? Very good. Nice job, tenors. Tenors, you get me, I think. Yes?
On the fourth note, which one?
Right. So in the, and I'll show you what I've written, just to make sure that this is clear. So in the music that you find online, it'll say soprano and tenors.
Right.
And then a line, an alto and bass. And when you see that, that means you sing the top notes in 2 parts, along with the sopranos. So these people sing the top notes, and these people sing the bottom. So when it splits, that was your question, right? When it splits? So when it splits, we sing the top note. So we're going to go, keep marching on, 2 D's in a row. And I'll play that again. Or keep marching on. So here this is at page 5. It goes, that's your part, okay? So the soloist will go, keep marching on. Then you go, and the soloist will go, and then you sing the top notes with the sopranos. This time, it's going to be pretty high if you don't sing the lower octave. So the soprano will go, the soloist, sorry, will go, keep marching on. And you'll go, keep marching on, keep marching on. Got it? Is that roadmap clear? So top notes in all those sections, you're an octave lower than is actually written. But it looks pretty normal for tenors. You know about the tenor, little tenor clef with the 8 on the bottom of it here? These notes are exactly how your notes are usually written when they're in a treble clef. But your clef has a special 8 on the bottom, which means it sounds an octave lower. If you want to have a music theory chat, we can talk for 2 hours. The point is, this will look kind of normal for you, okay? And then everybody sings, and remember every mother that you came from. Practice this tonight. Learn as much from our mistakes. Success as our mistakes. Second note down, and it's going to sound like this. On the journey every generation makes. Listen to that one more time. On the journey every generation makes. So if you're a music reader, journey starts with an F. It's the second note down from the top. On the journey every generation makes. Okay. Can we try that? Let's do And Remember Every Mother. This is the top of page 6. Ready, and go.
And remember every mother that you came from. Learn as much from our success as our mistakes.
Is this feeling too low for anybody? Just, yeah. So if it is, all the sopranos and altos will be singing it up here. And if that's more comfortable, feel totally free. Okay? We can make our own choices there. Let's try it again, and remember. Ready, and go.
And remember every mother that you came from. Learn as much from our success as our mistakes. Don't forget your only mother, many others. On the journey.
Sorry, so it's this. Solos until we get the gains will feel small, bottom of page 7, and then again going from page 7 to page 8, you sing the top notes, you know, lower octave. So you'll hear this. For your part will be, the gains will feel small and the losses too large. Keep marching, you'll rarely agree with whoever. part of the top line tenors. So this is measure 71.
So on the low?
So on measure 71, there are two notes on the top line. Do you see that? So you should sing a G there. So it should be soprano, sorry, tenor. And altos and basses, I'll need to tell that to you as well.
Who's singing the two lower parts?
Altos and basses.
Oh, okay.
It's they're very similar. So don't stress too much about it, but that's the idea there. Okay, good. So let me play it again for you. And we're recording this, by the way. So again, if you're somebody who wants to go listen to it and practice with it and all that, this will be here for you. So I'm going to go from, you'll rarely agree with whoever's in charge. This is the top of page 8. It sounds like this. You'll rarely agree with whoever's in charge. Keep marching. Keep marching, 'cause your ancestors are all the proof you need that progress is possible, not guaranteed. It will own. Now pause right here. You're going to go to the line, the second line from the bottom. This is a normal soprano alto tenor with a soloist on top.
One that says three middle voices.
Three middle voices, that's the line you're looking for. Yep. So you're going to do this.
It will only be made if we keep marching.
And then a little rest. Okay? You with me so far, tenors? Can we try page 8 from You'll Rarely Agree with Whoever's in Charge, all together? Ready and go. So those lines were written for like the specific actors on Broadway. So we're changing it. So in the line that says three middle voices, that's the one that the tenors are missing. So in my score, I crossed out these terms because they're like not helpful to us. So and I wrote tenor. So that's what I would do. So I cross that out, and you could circle it or put a star or something next to it. And then you're gonna go keep marching on at the end of that line. And I would do it in that upper octave. So. I might put an upper arrow, unless anybody's feeling particularly like a bass. So you're going to go, and then we do a key change.
Keep marching on.
And then you do, sorry.
Keep marching on.
And then we're going to go back to our octave for the world. And you're going to go, sorry.
The world can be changed. We've done it before. So keep marching. Keep marching.
That's your plan. Okay? And when we get to the bottom of page 10, if you didn't write in from the website, this is on the website. So if I confuse you, you can go look at it yourself. Measure 79, you're singing the top part is a solo line, and then sopranos and altos together on the second line. You're singing the third line down of vocal music, which is an E flat.
The middle.
An E flat.
E flat.
E flat. On 79. The middle of 5 is what the tenors are doing at that moment. So you're going
to
go.
Just to be clear, on the previous line, we were on the second to the bottom, and now we're going to the middle.
Correct. And my score has a thing to do with tenors with an up arrow. Okay. All
right.
Yes. Good. Does that make sense? We all together? This is great because tonight, as I'm explaining this to other people, I'm going to go tenor tap. Right now. Yes. We're almost done, too. That's great. Yes.
The top of 10, the last measure, it looks like from your notes, it looks to me like we jumped from the fourth line up to the third.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Good. Okay. Clear as mud?
The slower, or the time.
I is the vacuum.
You're going to sing. You're going to sing this note. Okay. This is center. You're going to sing this note, this note, and then right there. You're going
to
go. Exactly. That's right. Very good. Okay, so we're going to get. Keep marching. And then you're going to go. Okay, so listen to that one time. Top of page 10, I'm singing this part up an octave because it's too low, and it's going to sound like this. Keep marching on. Sorry, it's going to go, sorry. Keep marching on. Tenors are going to again sing the lower part of the soprano tenor line. This is measure 90. You're going to sing A natural. Fight for it now. That's the same thing you did before. Okay, so it'll sound like this. Here's the future demands. The bottom of page 11. It'll go. The future demands that we fight for it now. And then it will only. And that is, again, if this is confusing to you, it's on the website. So if you're like, what the heck do I sing right there? It's labeled as clear as I can on the website. Yeah. Okay, tenors, do you understand what the roadmap is? Good. That's right. So here's what I'm going to do now. I want us to go back to the first part where you come in. This is page 5. Okay? And I'm going to play and sing your part, okay? So we're going to get on tape the recording of your part, okay? And if you are confused about, wait, what note do I sing on page 6? Just circle it and check in with what's written on the website, okay? Does that make sense? And we will go from there. We'll try to make it all the way through now. And if you're confused, see if you can figure out how to pick up with us or have your neighbor point. And we'll go from there. Is that okay with you? I think that'll be helpful, and this is a process to learn which notes we're doing. So this is your, page 5 at the bottom. So soloist will go, keep marching on, then you go, keep marching on. Solo. this later with everybody.
Come on, keep marching, marching, marching. Come on, keep marching, marching, marching.
High notes. From 13 the whole time, you should always sing the highest note available to you.
Oh,
yes. Okay, so that's all on tape. Thank you for checking that. I appreciate that. That's great. Okay, yeah. Got it? So remember, everybody, the goal for right now is not to know all the notes. The goal for right now is to know sort of approximately where you should be singing. Are we close? Seen some notes. That's great. Very good. And remember, I promise the lift on this one to get it from, once you know what you're supposed to be doing, is relatively simple because people learn these shows quickly and then they put them up without music. Some of the other stuff we're doing will be harder to memorize. This will be easier to memorize once you know it. Okay? Thank you for your faith. Can we look at Honor the Dark? We're not going to practice this tonight since all the tenors are doing different parts for one. But do you know what part you're doing? Good. So remember, we were sort of supposed to lock in our choice at last rehearsal. So if you haven't done that, you're going to pick one of these lines going forward. If we have time to do this tonight, we will practice it once. But you're going to pick one of those lines going forward. It's 8 measures. Some of them are only 1 measure or 2 measures. And that's what you'll learn, okay? So just file that away. Choose the one that feels best for you. If you haven't done it yet, next time we do it, we'll pick one, okay? And make sure you stay consistent. Okay. Paige, actually, let's do this. Can you look at Love is Like a Butterfly? It's page 26. Okay. So, this is divided up into a few different parts, and we haven't done this in a while, but we're going to do it tonight. How many people, do you remember how this goes?
Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh.
I'd like to sing the tune together a little bit. So you can listen this time. And my goal is to see how many, I'm hoping we can have some tenors in the tune when we sing it together. And last time we did this, I thought everybody was going to sing the tune, and nobody wanted to sing the tune. So I'm hoping I can convince at least a few tenors, because it's sort of in a nice tenor range for some of us, or baritone range.
Love, try it with me. 1, 2, ready, go. Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh. Multicolored moods of love are like its satin wings.
That's a little low for some tenors.
Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings of light. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing.
Good. Let me play the tune on the piano without the chords. Sounds like this.
Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as my key, as a sigh. The multicolored moods of love are like its satin wings.
And then?
Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings of light. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing.
At the end there.
A rare and gentle thing.
If you're feeling that and you're like, well, I could do that range, and some of the parts are pretty low, I understand, then give it some thought when we put this together. The other option, probably the other best option for tenors, is going to be reading the line that says voices 2 and 3. You can sort of pick your octave. If you can sing some representative sample of a low note here, then you could do the upper notes on the voice 2 and 3 line. But and so where it splits, you take the higher notes, but down an octave. So it sounds like this.
Love is like a butterfly.
flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a rare and gentle thing. This was many weeks ago, but you may remember this a little bit. Okay, does that make sense? The verse will likely be a solo group. And then verse 2 is one that we may do in parts, or we may do with solos, depending on how we go. But the chorus comes back a number of times, just like that. Okay. Does that make sense? Yes.
So when you said we could sing the melody, mm-hmm. we would sing it as written?
Yeah. So this part is written. It doesn't, right? It's not written for like tenor, bass, or whatever. And so this is another one in season where we're going to try to lock in parts tonight. The melody, I was singing in a lower octave. But if you wanted to sing the melody or the other parts in a higher octave, that's totally fine. So you could do...
Which one is the melody?
Yeah, thanks. The melody is voice one. Voice one, with all the words. And so you could easily do... Okay, like if that B flat is within range, totally fine to sing there. Okay, on the tune or on the other parts here. You could do... Sense, tenors?
Yep. Yep.
So rather than dwelling on this too much more, I just wanted you to know what's happening. Okay? Can you look ahead now to Crowded Table? This has a couple moving target solos, but at least it has a tenor part labeled tenor. This is 35. Yeah, that's right. Let's try it at the beginning. Right where you come in. Ready, set, and
you can hold my hand when you need to let go.
Good, and that's browns and altos. And then they keep going. And then you. This one is a little tricky. That last entrance at 37, you're just going to have to be ready. Because they're going to go, way home, this little kind of funky rhythm. And you have to be ready to go, way home. If you could hold my... You can hold my...
What are you saying?
Yeah, bottom of 36. The sopranos and altos have a weird funky rhythm. And you're going to listen to it and go, ooh, weird rhythm, cool. And then we're going to go... And take a breath. But the only time you have for a breath sounds like this. They go, way home, if you could hold my hand. So it's very quick. You have to kind of breathe and be ready to go. At 37 at the top. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Let's look at measure 25. This is the bottom of page 37 where the chorus comes in. This is part. Try it. Ready, go. Could be at page 40 a small group. like a quartet. So if you're interested in doing some solos, we'll take a look at those there. The chorus comes back in on page 41, exactly the same way we just did. So we're going to keep flipping ahead.
Is it okay to keep a pulse in 4 instead of 2?
Yes, is the answer to that. The reason that, so I'm sort of feeling it in 2, and like it's sort of how our band will feel it, is just that it has to do with the sort of sway and the flow of the song, and it's artistic and artsy-fartsy and fancy. instead of, I want a house with a crowded table, it feels a little more, a little marchy, but that's something we can put on at the last minute. So it's much better to feel it in 4 than it is to get lost. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I want a house. Or you could do both. Like I'm just doing both. It would also be okay too. Does that make sense? When the goal is rhythmic consistency, feel it in any smaller subdivision. That's nice. So if you flip ahead, can we look at page 43? The door is always open. So this part, we haven't done as much, and it goes,
the door is always open, your picture's on my wall, everyone's a little broken, and everyone belongs, yeah, everyone belongs, I'm
one. And we're going on to the next section. So can we try that, tenors at 43? Page 43. 2, ready, and go.
The door is always open. Your picture's on my wall. Everyone's a little broken. And everyone belongs. Yeah, everyone belongs.
Again? Good. Yes, thank you. The door. 1, 2, 3, go.
The door is always open. Your picture's on my wall. Everyone's a little broken. And everyone belongs. Yeah, everyone belongs.
You got it?
A house with a crowded table and a place by the fire for everyone. Let us stay on the world of a crowded and table and bring us back together when the day.
Some funky chords in here that don't always line up with you, don't panic. That's on purpose. Like, you just end it on, is done, and Ruth is gonna go when you go, done. And that doesn't fit in Ruth's chord, but that makes it cool. Done is your note, and you're gonna keep holding it even though Ruth is going like that. You just keep going no matter what. Got it, tenors?
Yep.
Great. Nice. Okay, we have a little basis for this one. Yes? Okay. Can we look at the next one? Yeah, so the chant, yes.
Page 47.
Yes. Thank you.
Did I get lost?
No, we didn't do
it. No, we didn't do them because the only reason, yeah, let's do it actually. That's fine. So, here's 47.
And bring us back together. When the day,
and the altos go, just altos, and they'll be sad if you sing over them, and then you're going to go,
when the day.
Yeah.
When the day is done.
Yeah. Can we try that, tenors? When the day. Ready, go.
When the day.
So it's on the B when you shift to is. Good. Okay? Questions? The chant is next, but the chant is, again, not one with a tenor part. It's one that we're all going to sing together in various forms. And remember, everybody, that most of us are not going to sing the whole chant. Most of us are going to sing, like, the line at the end. So in terms of memorization, it's not going to be the heavy lift in Latin that it looks like. Okay? That's page 49. So don't stress about this one now. We'll work on it a little bit later too. So go to page 50 for right now. We'll take a look at Closer to Finding.
Closer to Finding.
The opening is for soloists. Can we do this part at page 53? In case we end up all doing it, but also maybe if we have a soloist. This is the part with the optional sexy octave for the basses. That's it. So there's your note tenors, so, and they're gonna go. That's what you're doing. Remember this? Here we go, right from measure 19. One, two, ready, go. That's the chorus. Then, sopranos and altos, probably. The oohs we already did. I tried really hard, even though this is 20 pages, to find things that could be memorizable. Okay, so it's very repetitive. This is 58 into 59. And then the altos do. Got my paper and I was free. And then we do the chorus, which is the same. Let's do it one more time. This is page 60. Here we go. Two, ready, and go.
I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains.
Ooh. Nice job. Nice, and then alto moment as we go ahead, and you have the same ooh that we have at the end of the chorus on page 64. It goes.
Ooh.
So at the very end, we do something a little different at the very end of the last chorus where you go like this. Closer I am to fall. Most times you've been going, closer I am to fall. Two times at the very end you're going
to
go,
closer I am to fall.
Yes. Closer I am to find is the end. Two times. Third time, you do what you did every other time, which is hold the C sharp longer. Closer I am to find.
But on page 70, doesn't it look like we do?
The same. Exactly. The same as you did at the beginning of the whole piece. Closer I am to find is the last time through. So here's measure 60. Yes. Sorry.
So I'm singing closer I am to fall. Or can I sing it an octave lower? Or no?
Yes. You'll just be with the basses for me.
Closer I am to fall.
That's basically the bass part.
It's basically the bass part. That's okay. You could do that.
Either way.
Yes.
Okay.
You can do it.
I have to leave.
I mean, I say you can do it. It's up to the other tenors. It's,
right.
It's up to the tenor council.
Yeah.
So everybody, does that make sense? In this song, if you know the chorus and you know the two different types of oohs, you got it. Okay? Yes?
On page 66, measure 78.
Yes.
What are we doing on we? That last note.
Oh, yeah. It's just those notes should be tied together and they're not. So you're just saying, it's like, it's just one note. So it's going to go
to the doctor, we go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we...
So actually, it should look just like measure 79 at the end. The end of measure 78 and the end of measure 79 are the same, except that measure 78 is broken up into two notes, and measure 79 is one. Again, happy to do music theory lessons at the end. You're like, but that's, those two things should be the same. They should both look like the end of measure 79.
Go to the mountains.
Basically, you're just going to very quickly go on to the word. Okay. Make sense, everybody? Feel okay? We have 9 minutes. Can you look at Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal? Page 71. Yeah. So try from the beginning. Hark, I hear. Okay, ready? One, two.
Hark, I hear the harps eternal ringing on the farther shore as I near the
melody tenors. This is our this is our American traditional music tenor melody moment. Listen to it once. It goes like this. Page 73. We start here. It's like the beginning. Just just with words. So it goes. And my soul stained with sorrow, fading as the light of day passes swiftly over those waters to the city. Yeah, sorry. Try that, End My Soul, top of page 73. Here we go. It goes one, two, go. Take a listen to it. Sounds like this. Can you keep a pulse with me just right now? Think about this note. This is the half note. This piece is in 3-2, which means three half notes. So this is our beat, and this is what you sing in measure 30. Sounds like this. Seven times, so you have that on recording too if you want to hear that, which is good in there. Good, and then you get a break. If you want to sing with the baritones, you might be invited to do so on the melody. Just in case. Page 75. Yep, and we're going right to the bottom. The tenors have rests. The tenors have a coffee break. But the you may be asked or invited to sing with the top basses who have the melody. So we'll practice it now, just in case. Souls have crossed. Ready? One, two.
Souls have crossed.
So CDs are coming next week, like actual physical CDs. But there are or will be files up on the website with all of this stuff. And this recording is particularly good. It's a guy named Matthew Curtis, who you may have heard before, who records all these parts. And he's a guy who auto-tunes stuff for Sopranos, which isn't so good. But I think he is a tenor. So You get to hear, you'll get to hear the part, and it'll be very nicely loud in your ear to learn this tune when we get to this moment. But again, tenors here, you're often singing the melody. This thing. And sometimes you're singing that weird measure in the background. And sometimes you're singing, what do you do at the beginning? A little tenor part at the very beginning, right? I hear there's mainly four or five things to be aware of. And so memorization for this one might not be as tricky for you as it might be for some other sections. Does that make sense?
Good.
Whew. Doing okay?
Yeah.
That's most everything. We didn't do Would You Harbor Me, and we didn't do Pop to Pop. But that's the tenor part on most everything. That's good. That never happens. We made it through in sections. Do you feel okay? This is a, yeah, so this is the challenge now, as we always hit at this point into the year, the challenge now is going to be starting to feel like we can recall this stuff over the course of the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then the challenge will be, can I memorize it? And when you start recall, you're going to be like, whoop, I didn't know it. I failed. And that's okay. We fail all the time in rehearsal.
So our part is up on the website now?
If it's not up now, it will be up tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I had some real trouble getting Michelle the files because they're large. So we really struggled with that. So I'm sorry about that. But yes, for this and for other things, we'll be up in the resources section. Okay? Questions? Good. Take your 15 minutes now to breathe before rehearsal starts. Thank you, tenors. Thank you for great attendance and for putting everything together.
If you didn't sign in, the sheets on the table.
Yes, please sign in. That would be great. George. Oh, we should put the chairs back. Yeah.